Okay, Rabosa, we are working on the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Beis. We saw Machlokas the other week. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is the primary Machlokas we're looking at, and that is whether you get Malkus also for Chayv Mises Bezdin. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you do. According to Rabbi Akiva, you do not. Now, Rabbi Akiva up front told us what's his rationale. Why do you get Malkus for Chayv Mises Krisus, but not Chavi Krisus, but not Chavi Mises Bezdin? Because when it comes to Bezdin, even if you do tshuva, Bezdin is not mochel you, and therefore you're already Chavi, you're going to be Chavi Misa, you're not going to get Malkus and Misa. Whereas according to by Chavi Krisus, you can always do tshuva. When it comes to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, apparently Rabbi Shmuel says, no, is you can always get multiple punishment, there is no issue. So the Gemara now asks us, for Rabbi Akiva, my time up, what's the rationale you don't get Misa for Chavi Misa, you don't get Malkus Chavi Mises Bezdin? Rabbi Shmuel Hanami, why does Rabbi Shmuel not have this halach of Kedei Rishasa? So Hani Mili, when do we say Kedei Rishasa Misa Mama no Malkus Mama? Aval Misa Malkus Misa Arichtahi. So comes along Rabbi Shmuel, makes a fundamental distinction between Misa and Mama, Malkus and Mama. There in a Hanami, Bez is not going to give you two punishments, but Misa and Malkus, you know what? We can give you Misa, and we can give you Malkus. No problem. And we don't see a problem of Kedei Rishasa over there, because Misa and Malkus is called, Misa Arichti. So that's an interesting statement. I'm just going to read you the Ritva on that line, and then we're going to try and see if we can understand that a little bit better. So what does this mean? It is a Misa Arichtahi. So says the Ritva. Haki perusha. Hani mili misa mamon. Umalkus mamon. Aval misa umalkus. Misa arichtahi. Verisha achas chashiva. It's a misa arichta. Verisha achas chashiva. What does that sound like? Risha achas chashiva. In other words, Bezdin can impose risha achas and not shtei rishoyos. So mamon and malchus, shtei rishoyos. Mamon and misa, shtei rishoyos. Malchus and misa, nah, that's risha achas chashiva. What does the Ritva sound like he's saying? What?
They're grouped together.
Right. In other words, Bezdin cannot give. Is the problem that Bezdin can't give two punishments? Or maybe the problem is that Bezdin can't give that which is classified as two punishments. But if it's somehow classified as a single unit of punishment, that Bezdin is allowed to impose. And over here, somehow, Malkus and Misa have the same halachic classification. And what is that classification? If I could give it one word? Misa. The word is Misa. And I always thought that Malkus is a separate punishment. That's not Misa. That's a separate punishment. Comes on Rabbi Shmuel and he says, no, Malkus is an onesh Misa. Do we have any precedent for this position, Rabbi Shmuel, elsewhere in Shas? So if you look at Sanhedrin, very interesting Rashi, really interesting Rashi over there. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Yudam and Aleph, wants to know, we know Dini Mamonis, how many Dayanim sit on a Dini Mamonis case?
Three.
How many Dayanim sit in a Misa case? 23. How many Dayanim sit in a Malkus case? Is Malkus more akin to Mamon, or is it more akin to Misa? It's Machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel says Malkus is a 23-man Dayanim, 23 Dayanim, and Chacham say only three. So the Gemara there, Masechah Sanhedrin, says, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, why is it that it's Esim Shalosh? My time to Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Abaye, Asya Rasha Rasha Mechavim Yisra, we have a Gzer Shava. Ksiv Hasav in Ben Hakus HaRasha, Ksiv Hasam, Ashehu Rasha Amus, Mala Halon, Be Esim Shlosha, Avkan Be Esim Shlosha. So the Gemara, according to Abaye, has a Gzer Shava, just like Misa is 23, so too Malkus is 23. And Rava comes along and Rava says, no, I don't need that Gzer Shava. I don't need a Gzeres Shava. I can give you a Svara, a simple Svara. What's the Svara? Malkus b'makom Misa Omedes. What does that mean? Malkus b'makom Misa Omedes. So Rashi jumps in and says something astounding. Rashi says, Malkus b'makom misa omedes. What does that mean? De kevan da'avar al azharas bor'o. What did this guy do when he violated an Isser Lav? Hashem said, don't. What did he do?
He did.
See what that's called? I'll give you a radical word for it. He rebelled against God. God says, don't. He says, I'll do it anyway. That's called rebellion against God. You know what the punishment for rebellion is? Ra'oi hu lamus. You rebel against the king, you die. That's it. End of story. Umisa zu kanas lavakosif. And which, when he says misa zu, what is he referring to?
Malkus.
Malkus, he calls it misa zu kanas lavakosif. Vahare hu ka'achas min amisos. And Malkus is ka'achas min amisos. Kihi v'chi heche the skill of ne'atzma. Strafe of ne'atzma. Herb of ne'atzma. Have a nami. Malkus ka'achas min amisos. It's a misa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if I were to ask you how many Chayvei Misas Bezna are there, the answer is?
Five.
The answer is five. And indeed, what does Malkus have in common with Skilus Trefa Herik B'chenek? Yeah, that too. But that's what else does it have in common as a form of punishment? It's physical. It's what we call corporal punishment. And therefore, just like any capital case, this is called the capital case. And you need Dayanim of 23. Now, if I were to ask you, what's Rava? What's Rava's source over here? What's he basically saying? Where's it coming from? What's his, what?
Svara.
It's a Svara. What's Abaye's source? Abaye's source, Gzeres Shavah. But what is Abaye saying? What's Abaye saying in Lumdus? What's the Lumdus of Abaye?
Same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just a different source. You know, Rava's saying it means Svara. Abaye's saying, this kind of Avera, when you do an Averas Misa, Tzchayv Misa, what does that say about your character? Who are you?
You're a bad person.
Yeah, but give me the Hebrew word.
Russia.
You're a Russia. You're a Russia. When you do Chayvei Malkus, what does the Torah call you?
Russia.
So there is some kind of equation between a Chayvei Misa and a Chayvei Malkus, and that is Rishas. And you know what? You're a Russia. What's the onesh for Russia? The onesh for Russia is the ultimate onesh, and that is Misa/Malkus. Now, do we see this elsewhere in Maseches Malkus? The same machlokas we have on Daf Hey. The Gemara on Daf Hey and Aleph. This is on your Bekiyas for tonight, so we'll double dip. But the Gemara wants to know, when it comes to the Chiyuv of Malkus, why is it that when an Eid Zomim is Machayv Malkus, does he get the full Malkus? Why don't we go ahead and give 20-20? Why does he get full Malkus? Maybe you have three Eidim, give 13-13-13. Why does he get the full Malkus? So the Gemara once again cites Amar Abaye, Rosh HaRosh. And Rava gives a different pshat. What is Abaye's pshat, Rosh HaRosh? So what's the message of Abaye's pshat? If it was a Misa case, could you bifurcate the Misa?
No.
You can't bifurcate the Misa. So therefore, in a case of Malkus, can you divide Malkus? You can't divide Malkus. Rav is saying the same thing, just a svara. But inam kasham lasas la'achi v'lecha. You need kasher zaman. What did I intend to do to this one guy? Give him 40 Malkus. So I should get 40 Malkus. But again, back to Abaye saying that just like Misa cannot be l'chatzoin, so too can Malkus be l'chatzoin? No. Now I'm going to ask a question. Why can't Malkus be l'chatzoin? Why not? It's all or nothing. Why not?
Because the pain of the...
Okay, you're giving me a Beis HaLevi. I like the Beis HaLevi. It's a nice Beis HaLevi. Yitz is giving me the Beis HaLevi. What does the Beis HaLevi say? When it comes to Malkus, Malkus accumulates. So lash number 36 is more painful than lash number 2 because it's building on the prior 35. So you can't go ahead and bifurcate. Good pshat, Beis HaLevi's pshat. But I want a different pshat. Why can't you give half Malkus? Answer.
It's like Misa. Malkus
because
Misa
can you give half Misa?
No.
You can't give half Misa. Misa is an all or nothing concept. And you know what Malkus is? Malkus is Misa. So there's no such thing as half dead. You can't give half. Now, Rabosa, is it a coincidence over here? Who's these proponent of this statement in Maseches Makas Daf Yigimah Beis? No, Yigimah Beis. Rabbi Yishmael. Who's the proponent of that concept in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Yud? It's Rabbi Yishmael. But it seems that perhaps this concept might even be. See, how do we pass it? When it comes to a Beis Din of 323 in Dine Malkus, how do we pass them? We pass them like Chacham. We pass them that it's only Beis Din of 3, which means does this whole Lumdus go out the window?
Yes.
No. So the answer is not necessarily. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Tet Zayin Aleph, so the Rambam here says the following. Tet Zayin Aleph, interesting Rambam. So the Rambam writes, "Kishem shen mitzvah lahamis es hamachuyev misa, kach mitzvahs aseh lahalkos es hamachuyev malkus." So just like there's a mitzvah to give misa, there's a mitzvah to give malkus. And then he says, "Afal pisha malkus b'shlosha," even though malkus is only with what? How many dayanim?
Three
dayanim. B'makom misa hi omedes. Malkus stands in the face of, in the place of?
Misa.
And says the Kesef Mishnah. We paskin against Rabbi Yishmael. So this whole business, Rabbi's statement, Malkus, makom misa, omedes, we don't accept la halacha. We're only having a bezin of how many? Of three. So what does it mean? What's the statement? What's the import of this statement of Malkus, makom misa, omedes? So says the Kesef Mishnah, it's not from la halacha. What are the nafmins of halacha? What kind of dayanim must you have on a bezin of malchus? What kind of dayanim? By dini mamonis, do you need razzle-dazzle experts?
No.
With smicha, no. You can have any three dayanim. When it comes to malchus, you need dayanim mumchim. You need experts. Plus, you need something called drisha vechakira, need thorough analysis of exactly what happened. You don't take any chances. In other words, what the Rambam is telling you is, even though we paskin like Rabbanon, is the statement still true? That Malkus b'makom misa omedes, does it have halachic significance? The answer is yes. One second. The last Rambam I want to look at is Perek Yitzayin Halacha Aleph. Rabosa, you're not yet there, but you'll get there soon enough. In the second parak of Maseches Makos, the Gemara discusses Rotseach B'Shogeg. Good? Who goes to Ir Miklat if you kill someone? By accident. The Gemara has the following drasha, the Mishnah in Makos Dav Ches. If you kill someone by accident, what's the paradigm of killing someone by accident? What's the Torah's case? The axe where? Axe where?
Forest.
Axe forest. You're chopping trees, the axe that falls off kills them. That's your paradigmatic case. That's what Torah discusses. Is there a mitzvah to be in the forest chopping wood?
No.
No. So the Gemara is the following drasha. When you're involved in a reshus and you kill someone by accident, you go to galus. But let's say you're not involved in reshus.
Sir.
You're involved in a mitzvah. You're chopping wood, you're killing someone in the context of a mitzvah. By accident. He killed by accident, concept of mitzvah. Gemara gives a few examples. One example is a Rebbe. A Rebbe.
We did this, Gemara.
Yeah.
That's right. We did it in Hadlakas Sneiris, in Ner Shabbos. Okay. Right. A Rebbe who does what? Who wants to keep the kids in line, keep the Talmidim in line. So gives them a little patch. Gives them a patch. And gives it a little too hard. And the Talmid drops dead. does the Rebbe go to Golos? Does the Rebbe go to Golos?
Yeah.
So the answer is no. He doesn't go to Golos. Why? Because he's not involved in a hitting of Rishus. He's involved in a hitting of Mitzvah. The Gemara gives a couple of examples.
He
did it for Shogun. He killed him.
If you punch someone with the intention of wound and you end up accidentally killing, that would go to an Aron Mikla, right? Doesn't it have to be like a very specific upward motion?
You satisfy all the requirements of your Mikla, but you're involved in mitzvah. I'll give you a good example. I'll give you another example. You are giving Malkus. you're a shliach bezdin who's administering malchus. Are you osik a mitzvah?
Yes.
Yes. You're osik a mitzvah. And now, unintentionally, you're given a malchus, the guy drops dead. Do you go to Golis? The answer says no. Now let's say the following. Let's say the following. The guy was supposed to get 39 malchus. And you know what? You lost count, you gave him 50. And he dropped dead. Are you involved in a mitzvah?
No.
You're not involved in a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is up to 39. So if he dropped dead in 39, you're doing a mitzvah, you're a putter. But once you get to 50, guess what? The 50th lash is not a mitzvah, and therefore the Gemara says, you go to Golis. Look at the Rambam. Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph. Kama malkin es hamachuyev malkus. How much malkus do you give? Kefi kochos ne'emar kadei rishos b'mizpah. Whatever you can handle. V'zeh she'ne'emar arboim. And that which it says you give how much?
40.
You give 40. She'ein mosif in al ha'arboim. You never give more than 40. Afilu chaya chazak u'bari kashimsho. Even if this guy is like, he's built, he's really strong, you never give more than 40. But if he's weak, you give less than 40. Lefichach amru chacham afilu bari biyoter. Even if he's super duper strong, makan oso tishim v'shlosha. You only give how many? 39. Now watch this funny language. She'im nosif lo achas. Because if you give him an extra one, nimsa. If you gave him one extra, well, you only gave him what?
40.
The 40 that he's supposed to get anyway. How many is supposed to get? How many malchus is he supposed to get? So the Torah says, Arboim Yakem. You get 40. How many do we give?
39.
We give 39. Again, I mentioned to you, some of you can say to the Gemara at the end of the Masechet, it's going to tell us, Hani Tipshe Bavloi, how foolish are the Jews of Babylonia, that they come a Mikmei Sefer Torah, they stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham. Why are they so foolish? Because the Torah says, Arborim Yakenu, you get 40 Malkas. And how do the rabbis interpret 40? Nah, not 40, 39. So the rabbis have the ability to, so to speak, animate, reorient, redefine, reinterpret Torah. And therefore their koach is even greater than the inanimate Torah Shebichsav. So certainly you should stand up for a Talmud Chacham. But it's funny. If the Torah meant 39, did it know how to say 39? So why didn't it say 39? It said 40. And we interpret 40 really means 39. What's that all about?
Do they actually know that the Torah knows the number 39?
It knows the number 39.
Does it ever use it?
It uses it if it wants to use it. So Yitzi's asking a little cynical question, but it's a fair question, because as I mentioned to Yitzi and Seder, there is a rush. And the rush says the Torah really, really likes round numbers. It likes round numbers. It doesn't like off numbers. Not like me. I like off numbers. Torah likes round numbers. And he gives a number of examples where the Torah knew the right number, but it rounded. It rounded. How many people sit in Sanhedrin? A big, big Sanhedrin. 71. What does the Torah call it? 70. Why? It rounds up. Rounds down. How many Jews came down from Eretz Yisrael with Yaakov to Mitzrayim?
70,
the Torah says. The Torah writes 70. But how many was it? 69. Says the Rosh. You know why the Torah wrote 70? It likes round numbers. And Yocheved was born Ben Achomos, but it was really 69. So says the Rosh, yeah, the number was really 39. But as Yitzi says, Torah doesn't like off numbers, so it wrote 40. And some might even argue that the Chazal followed suit, because the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos says, how many malachas do you get?
40.
Harboim chaser achas. Like it doesn't like off numbers. We'll stick to 40 with the. But there's a better answer. There's a better answer. That's the Rush writes. But perhaps, what's the message of 40 and the fact we give 39? So I alluded to this in last year. What kind of onesh is Malkus?
Misa.
It's really Misa. So where did 39 come from and where did 40 come from? Yeah, of course, there's always a Shimshon HaGibor. But the average guy, the average healthy guy, how much can he handle? 39. And once you give him 40, what happens to him? He's dead. He drops dead. So what's the Torah telling you in signaling 40, but only giving 39? In signaling 40, what the Torah is telling you is? It's Misa. It's Misa. It's a different way of Misa. There's a Skila way and there's a Malkus way. But for whatever reason, Chazal understood for a simple love, where the Torah did not write Misa. How do we know Malkus? How do we know Chive Malkus? Lav de Chasima. So it's a klal, it's a general, it's a generality. So Chazal understood from the generality, yes, you chayv Misa, but we're going to stop short. We're only going to be chayv you Misa mamish. When what? When? When it says Misa. Now, you're a shliach bezdin. Now look at this Rambam. The Rambam says, how many malchus do we give a regular guy? 39. Why? Then the Rambam throws in, shim no siflo achas, because if you give him an extra one, nimsa shelo hiko elu ela arboim haru'uyoso. It turns out he's only getting what? The 40 that he deserves. Rabbo says, stay with me for 1 second. We're going to just jump in. Look at your Gemara. Go to Daf Ches. Go to Daf Ches for a second, please. Ches Amud Aleph, please. The Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, as we just learnt, that you're only chayav galus if you're doing a davar harashus, not if you're doing a dvar mitzvah. So then the end of the Mishnah says, avashol omer, ma chativas etzim rashus av kol rashus. If you're involved in rishus, you go to galus. Yatsa, excluding ha'av ha'makes beno, ha'rav ha'rode es talmido, u'shliach bezdin, and a shliach bezdin. Now look at Rashi. Does a shliach bezdin go to galus? Hello?
No.
No, why? Because he's doing a mitzvah. Hold on. Time out. Before I do that, I'm flipping. Where am I flipping to? Where am I going to? The end of the Masechet. Mm-hmm. Go to. Dav Chav Beis Mebeis. You see Chav Beis Mebeis, the long Mishnah there at the end? Look at the second to last line of that Mishnah. It tells you how you give Malkus. And it says, if you're giving Malkus and the guy drops dead midstream, do you go to Galus? No. And then it says, Hosif lo od ritzua achas, but if you give him more than you're supposed to give him, vameis, and he dies. He's supposed to get 39, you gave him 15, he dies. Hareze gola al yado. Then you go to galus. So both say, he's supposed to get 39, you gave him 39, he dies. Then you go to galus?
No.
He's supposed to get 50, I'm supposed to get 39, you give him 50, and he dies. You go to galus?
No.
Yes.
What if, how do you reconcile the Mishnah Andav Ches, which says a Shliach Bezdin doesn't go to Galus? The Mishnah Andav Chabez, on the Bez, if you add a Ritzua, he goes to Galus. So what's a simple reconciliation? If he dies when you're getting what you're supposed to get, but once you're above what you're supposed to give, then is he a Shliach Mitzvah anymore?
No.
and therefore you lose your exemption. What if he's supposed to get 39 and you gave him 40? Is there goats?
Yeah. Yeah. Rabbi, no.
I would say no.
We're supposed to get 39.
Pashtus, the simple understanding is, of course you got a galus. You're supposed to get 39. You host the Lord to Achaz. You gave him 40. You got a galus. However, look at what Rashi writes. A little diuk. Shliach Bezdin, Hamalke Arboim, Lechai Malkus. So what did Rashi say? You gave 40. Now again, Rashi might be not being precise. You might say Rashi means, when he says Amalek Arboim, he means you're giving Malkus, 39.
Where is this Rashi?
Rashi on the Mishnah Daf Ches. But if you look at the Rambam has this din, which is a puzzling line in his Rambam. Shimnosif lo achas nimso toiko el arboim haru yoslo. He's supposed to give 39. If you gave him 40, did he get what he's supposed to get? Yes. How do I know he got what he's supposed to get? Because Torah says Arboim yakenu. And then the Radbaz and the Kesef Mishnah both point out over here, what's the Chiddush over here? Is the Chiddush is that if he gave him 40 instead of 39, would there be galus?
No.
The answer is no. Why? Because fundamentally he's getting what he's supposed to get. He's getting what he's supposed to get. And I would suggest the message about Rami Akenu is really the message of Rabbi Shmuel. What is the message of Rabbi Yishmael? Is that it's fundamentally Chiv Misa. Now, it's a Chiv Misa in that way. For example, if you're Chayv Skila, and the guy, the Shev Bezin says, he's not dying from the rocks, so I'm going to just take a knife and stab him. No. That's called Ritzicha. That's called Ritzicha. In other words, there's a point in time where you are exceeding your authority, and now you're called Rotzech. But is 40 within their authority?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Is 50 within their authority? No. And therefore, I think that is the message of Rabbi Shmuel. So when Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm touching up, so why does the Ritva say, yes, Misa and Malkus is called Risha Achas? Can you be killed twice?
No.
You can't. It's not possible to be killed twice. So the answer is it really is. How do you get killed twice? You give Malkus, and then you give Misa. And is that a problem? Is that a problem? The answer is no, it's not a problem. Why? Because that's called Risha Achas. That's called Risha Achas. It's one punishment. What's the single punishment? In other words, we're saying something very, very fancy over here. Just absorb the fanciness over here. Are you getting killed twice? The answer is yes and no. Yes and no. You can't be killed twice. It's not possible to be killed twice. So therefore, are you getting killed twice?
No.
The answer is no. Because it's not possible to get killed twice. But are you getting killed twice?
Yeah.
Yes. But you can't be killed twice. So therefore, it's Risha Achas.
And you should give him a full 40. Because if you only give him 39, you're intentionally lessening the punishment. So it's not.
No, the 39 is the punishment. But 39, conceptually, is Misa. But it's a Misa without being dead.
The whole idea of 39 is that you don't want to kill him.
The answer,
so you
but
give him 40 and then
you're right, but you're not right. You know, you're right, but once Chacham said we redirected, we reoriented, so then it becomes the onus of Misa, which is but you're not dead, and therefore now getting killed afterwards, well, you're already dead.
It feels like if you want to kill him,
we don't want to kill him.